Shalom and welcome to this installment in our series, Hebrew Numerology. And as you know, we look at numbers, numbers that appear in Scripture, and we do a research of that number and the context for that biblical passage where that number is found. And this is our methodology in learning the biblical message that is contained in numbers. Now, is this always the case? No, but when you do your study, you will find that these definitions and meanings of numbers are pretty consistent when we look at the Word of God. For this installment, we're going to focus in on the number 8. Now, 8 is a very significant number. When we look at that, it relates to something that is new, something that is related to the kingdom, something that is related to redemption or the outcome of redemption. And what I'd like to do is to give you some biblical verses that teach this biblical truth. And the first thing I want to remind us of is the number 8 speaks about newness. And we know, for example, that a newborn child, obviously a male, is circumcised on the 8th day. Now, on that 8th day, he was given a name. Prior to that, he was not addressed by any name. But with the circumcision, he is brought into a new relationship with the community. And with that new relationship, he is given a name by which he is called. So we see the number 8 relating to newness. Now, also, we see, for example, that the number 8 has a kingdom significance. Let me give you an example of that. In the Gospel of Luke in chapter 9, we see in verse 28 that Messiah took some of his disciples and he went up on a high mountain. And it says that he did this after 8 days. And what happens? Well, we know how he was transfigured and how his clothes became white and shined and emitted the glory of God. And that also speaks of newness, but also how we'll see Messiah in his kingdom reality, that he is indeed special, unique. He is the Son of God, and he is absolutely holy and divine. So the number 8 has kingdom significance. Now, in the book of Acts in chapter 9, there was a man there that was lame, and he couldn't walk for 8 years. But in that 8th year, what happens? He was restored. In other words, he could walk, he could display joy and worship God. And through that walk, and walking's important in the Bible because walking shows a lifestyle. Through this healing that took place, he was able to demonstrate kingdom truth and a kingdom reality coming into him after 8 years of being lame. Well, as we move forward, we see, for example, in Leviticus chapter 23, it talks about the Feast of Tabernacles, known as Sukkot. And after the completion of this 7-day festival, the Feast of Tabernacles, 7 full days. But the next day is called the 8th day assembly. And that 8th day assembly, again, is related to the kingdom, related to the outcome of redemption. It speaks about something new. It's a stopping. We call that 8-day assembly Shemini Atzeret. Shemini means 8th, and Atzeret comes from a Hebrew word, latzor, which means to stop. And the implication is this world is going to come to a stopping. And why? Well, the reason is for something new and something that is going to be brought about because of Messiah's work of redemption. And what are we talking about? The kingdom of God. Let me give you another example from 1 Peter chapter 3. And we see here and there, Peter is talking about the flood in chapter 3 and verse 20. And we know something. the flood destroyed all the earth, all humanity except for how many people? Well, you can probably guess. 8 individuals were spared. And God began to replenish the world through these 8 individuals. So again, we see the number 8 speaking of newness. And what allowed them to survive and not be consumed by that flood? Well, because they had faith. They exercised faith. And therefore, they went into that ark where they had protection. And faith is what redeems us. So over and over, we see how that number 8 relates to newness, to the kingdom, and to redemption. And the last number, or the exact last example I'd like to give for that number, is found in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 12, where we speak about David. Now, David is going to be king. And we know that the house of David is used prophetically in the scripture for the kingdom people, for those who have experienced redemption. And it's not by accident that David had 7 brothers, meaning that David was the 8th son of his father, Yishai or Jesse. So when you look at the word of God and you specify that number 8 and you look at the scriptures that speak to that number 8, and there's many of them, you are going to take away, having done good study, you are going to take away that the meaning of that number 8 has to do with newness, the kingdom, redemption, and that which the redemption expresses, which is a restoration. So the number 8, a very significant number that speaks to us about our kingdom future. Well, until next time, may God bless you, and shalom from Israel.